Brought to you by JMR Rentals, jmrny.com. Now you can support No Rest for the Weekend by clicking the link in the description. Your donation will help us create more great content each week. Please be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast app. Thank you so much for your support. Hello and welcome to another edition of No Rest for the Weekend News. I'm Jason Godby. Today on the program, we're going to talk about some upcoming films and shows. And later, we're going to take you to the red carpet of the newly launched media company from John Leguizamo, NGL MeToo. But first, we've got our film festival update. Before we get into the new film festivals coming up this summer, we're going to do a brief look at this year's Female Voices Rock Film Festival. So, Female Voices Rock returned as a live event in New York City on May 5th. This year kicked off with an opening night party at La Diaspora in Manhattan. The establishment was full of female filmmakers, producers, writers, and actors from around the globe, hailing from as far as California and New Zealand. Catherine Delaloy, the festival executive and founder, remarked, "It's really exciting and incredible. This is our fourth year and the turnout is better than ever. It's really great that people are into our mission and supporting our cause." Allison Psycho, who you'll know from her role as Kathleen Stabler on the Law & Order series Special Victims Unit and Organized Crime, recently has begun writing, directing, and producing her own projects. She was excited to be at the festival. She said, "It's so wonderful to meet all these amazing filmmakers here this weekend and see their work to inspire and hopefully collaborate on some future projects." So for more information on the film festival, visit the festival website, femalevoicesrock.com, or follow them on social media at Female Voices Rock. Coming up on June 2nd, the Brooklyn Film Festival will open with the world premiere of the drama thriller Forgive Me, Father. Written and directed by James Barbieri, the cast includes a number of well-known New York actors, including Aida Turturro of Sopranos fame. The screening will be at the Windmill Studios in Greenpoint, Brooklyn. The 26th edition of the festival will run from June 2nd to the 11th, presenting 155 films, 44 world premieres, with screenings at both Windmill Studios and the Wythe Hotel in Brooklyn. For more information, you can visit the festival website, brooklynfilmfestival.org. Next up, we've got some more news on the Tribeca Film Festival, which runs from June 7th to the 18th in multiple venues across Manhattan. Here's a closer look at a couple of the films and events happening at the fest. First up, we've got Maggie Moores, starring John Hamm and Tina Fey. Hamm plays a small-town police chief who is suddenly faced with back-to-back murders of two women with the same name. Maggie Moores was directed by Hamm's fellow Mad Men alum, John Slattery, who Marvel fans will know as Tony Stark's dad, Howard Stark. We interviewed John Hamm on the red carpet at Tribeca last year. Hopefully we'll get to see him again this year. In Chasing Amy, filmmaker Sav Rogers goes on a journey of self-discovery while making a documentary about Kevin Smith's film Chasing Amy and its polarizing reputation among LGBTQ+ people. The feature documentary explores the transformational impact of the 90s rom-com on a 12-year-old queer kid from Kansas coming to terms with his identity. For young Sav Rogers, the Kevin Smith cult classic became a life raft as Rogers examines the film and its making as a cornerstone of LGBTQ+ cinema. He finds himself at a complicated crossroads. Next up, we've got some news on some other events at the festival, including the talks, the reunions, and the Harry Belafonte Social Justice Award. So the Storytellers series includes some amazing names. Paul McCartney will be speaking with Conan O'Brien on a podcast recording of Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer John Mellencamp will be speaking with David Letterman. Also set for the talk series, Lin-Manuel Miranda, Rosie Perez, Chance the Rapper, Haley Steinfeld, and more. For the director series, David Fincher will be talking with Steven Soderbergh, and Patty Jenkins will be chatting with Katie Holmes. For the reunions, Kevin Sullivan and Angela Bassett will reunite to celebrate the 25th anniversary of How Stella Got Her Groove Back. Mario Van Peebles, Michael Michelle, and Fab Five Freddy will reunite to talk about New Jack City. Charlie Ahern, Lee Quinones, and Grand Wizard Theodore will reunite for a special 40th anniversary celebration of Wild Style. The third annual Harry Belafonte Voices for Social Justice Award will be awarded to none other than Academy Award-winning actor, producer, author, activist, Jane Fonda, and will be presented by the Grammy-winning artist Alicia Keys. To close the festival, Tribeca is commemorating the 30th anniversary of A Bronx Tale with a special screening Saturday, June 17th. After the movie, the film's director and star Robert De Niro, producer Jane Rosenthal, and co-star Chaz Palminteri will be participating in a live conversation with New Yorker editor David Remnick. Robert De Niro had this to say about the anniversary. A Bronx Tale is a very personal project that marked my directorial debut. I'm pleased to celebrate its 30th anniversary at Tribeca with my longtime producing partner and festival co-founder, Jane Rosenthal, the wonderful Chaz Palminteri, and a live New York audience at the iconic Beacon Theater. In addition, Tribeca has released their full lineup of games programming, which celebrates the convergence of games, entertainment, and culture. The program features the world premieres of The Expanse, a Telltale series, a prequel to the popular TV series, Stray Gods, a role-playing musical that tells the story of hope, self-discovery, and forging one's path, and Nightscape, an atmospheric adventure game inspired by ancient Arabian astronomy. For a full list of gaming, immersive projects, and more info on the festival in general, the festival website is tribecafilm.com. Looking ahead now to the future, to 2024, the Sundance Film Festival recently announced the 40th edition of the festival will take place in January, running from the 18th to the 28th. The event will be presented in person, along with a robust selection of films available online. Artists and audiences from all over the globe will convene in Park City, Utah, to celebrate the independent storytelling and participate in the excitement. The festival will feature narrative and documentary films, shorts, and episodic media. If you're a creator looking to submit your project, submissions are now open via filmfreeway.com. And for more updates on the festival, you can visit the festival website, festival.sundance.org. All right, moving on now to some movie releases coming up in this summer. On June 2nd, The Boogeyman creeps into theaters. It's a horror thriller based on the Stephen King short story of the same name. In the film, a high school student and her younger sister are reeling from the recent death of their mother and aren't getting much support from their father, who's a therapist but is dealing with his own pain. When a desperate patient unexpectedly shows up at their home seeking help, he leaves behind a terrifying supernatural entity that preys on families and feeds on the suffering of its victims. According to the IMDb trivia for this film, it was originally set to be released straight to streaming on Hulu, but a strong reception at test screenings led 20th Century Studios to give it a wide theatrical release. This story has been around for a while. It was written in 1973, and I think I read it in Night Shift, which is a compilation of King short stories from years ago. And I don't know if this particular story was part of this arrangement or how this movie got made, but I believe Stephen King still has this. He calls it the Dollar Baby or the Dollar Deal. It's an arrangement which grants permission to students or aspiring filmmakers or theater producers to adapt one of his short stories for a dollar. And this has led to some great movies like The Shawshank Redemption. So hopefully this short story will make a great movie as well. On June 16th, star Chris Hemsworth and director Sam Hargrove will reunite for Extraction 2. After barely surviving his grievous wounds from his previous mission in Bangladesh, Tyler Rake is back and his team is ready to take on their next mission. Tasked with extracting a family who is at the mercy of a Georgian gangster, Tyler infiltrates one of the world's deadliest prisons in order to save them. The first Extraction came out in 2020. We reviewed it here on the show. It's a solid action film. Sam Hargrove, who returns to direct here, really knows his action. He started out as a stunt performer and a second unit director. And I was feeling back then that this was going to be an action franchise for Netflix. And here we are getting a sequel. Shifting briefly now to streaming television, The Crowded Room, a new limited series starring Tom Holland and Amanda Seyfried, premieres on Apple TV Plus on June 9th. Taking place during the summer of 1979 in New York City, a young man is arrested for a shocking crime and an investigator must solve the mystery before the true criminal strikes again. Apple TV Plus has been, let's say, hit or miss with their shows. This is a limited series. It looks interesting. Ted Lasso, of course, he had a big hit with that, and some critically acclaimed stuff like Severance, which is really good. So I'm interested to see what they can do with this. Then in August, Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez will return for another season of Only Murders in the Building, marking the third season of the show. Joining the cast will be Paul Rudd and Meryl Streep. Now, this show has been a big hit for Hulu. It features some amazing talent. You've got people like Nathan Lane and Tina Fey, who will be back this season reprising her role. And then last year, we got appearances from Amy Schumer and Shirley MacLaine. It's a real great New York show, and that's one of the reasons why I love it. It pokes fun at podcasting. It pokes fun at the murder mystery genre. It's a lot of fun. If you want to catch up on the first two seasons, they're streaming right now on Hulu. All right, speaking of murder, inspired by the book Halloween Party by Agatha Christie, A Haunting in Venice will be released in theaters on September 15th. This is the third film in Kenneth Branagh's Agatha Christie saga. Branagh returns to direct and star as Hercule Poirot once again. According to IMDb, the film is set in post-World War II Venice, and Poirot, now retired and living in exile, reluctantly attends a seance. When one of the guests is murdered, it is up to the former detective to once again uncover the killer. Now, we reviewed the first two films, Murder on the Orient Express and Death on the Nile, and I really like them both. I like Branagh in this role. I like him as director. I think he really gets melodrama. This latest edition of the franchise, Branagh once again surrounds himself with a really strong cast, including Kelly Reilly, Michelle Yeoh, Jamie Dornan, and Tina Fey. Kelly Reilly is no stranger to this type of material. She played Mary Watson in the Robert Downey Jr. Sherlock Holmes movies. All right, so that's a brief look at some upcoming movies. We'll have more movie releases coming up soon. There's a ton of movies coming out this fall that we're going to talk about, so definitely tune in for that. And now turning to some entertainment industry news. Earlier this month, we attended the announcement of NGL MeToo, a newly merged media company of NGL Collective and MeToo. John Leguizamo and his partners were there for the announcement, and we caught up with them on the red carpet. I'm here with Vanessa Vigil, Chief Brand Officer. Vanessa, can you talk a little bit about what we're doing here today?
Yes, yeah, so this is our new front, announcing the merger of NGL and MeToo. So that happened last summer, and this is our first foray presenting as a unified company, our new products, our spaces, and everything it means for us servicing the Latino community as well as the advertiser community.
Can you talk to me about the plans for, you know, this year and next year, like what you guys plan to produce, who you plan to partner with, etc.?
We've been in production since we came together in Q4 of last year. Our studio space is in East Los Angeles, and we have several productions going at any time. We have two original vodcasts featuring some, you know, really fantastic Latino talent, a lot of comedians. And then another one is dedicated to women. It's called Girl, Let Me Tell You, that has three strong Latinas. So sort of a talk show format. We have Spill the Cheeseman, which is a game show, sort of a truth or dare game show. There's several more in development. Some things out in the world, so extra, just sort of going to the most outrageous and outlandish places and experiencing that from a Latino POV. So we're excited to bring more.
How did you guys get John Leguizamo involved?
So John Leguizamo was actually one of the founding partners of NGL Collective. In our merging, he remained involved as a partner. As you guys know, he's a tremendous advocate of, you know, representation and diversity in Hollywood. So it was just such a natural fit. He has, you know, mentored some of the mentees that we had at the studio last year, and it's a fantastic fit to have him, you know, involved and being an advocate for the community.
Was there a distinct space that you guys were looking to fill for that community?
MeToo has really built its platform on servicing U.S. Latinos. The misconception being that Latino population came in large part through immigration, and that was true, you know, a couple generations ago. Now the growth of Latinos in the U.S. is U.S. born, and so most of us, you know, are born here, fluent in English, and there tends to be a misperception that servicing Latinos, everything's in Spanish and everything's very traditional. And so we are really, really dedicated. You know, we speak to all audiences, but we're really dedicated to that niche of U.S.-born, English-dominant Latinos who are digital first, social first.
What platforms, brands, partners, who are you looking to partner with this year?
We are on all the major platforms, obviously, you know, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. We're definitely looking to expand our YouTube presence more heavily. In terms of partnerships, you know, we're always open to other lifestyle brands. We have, you know, We Are MeToo is sort of our comedic, nostalgic, you know, home brand. Fierce by MeToo is our female empowerment brand. We have a food brand in the house now with Hispanic Kitchen. And Crema by MeToo is our music brand. So we're always looking to sort of expand into these other lifestyle niches. We're just very excited to, you know, expand. We're launching a new product, an OTT channel, so you guys will hear about that tonight. And we're going to be getting into the experiential space. And again, we're always just looking for partners and opportunities that service our community and demonstrate how incredibly diverse and rich and fun our community is. So we're excited to do more of that.
I'm here with David Chattel, the CEO. David, can you talk about the inception of this company and kind of how it came about?
Me and John have been business partners for over 20 years. We had a company called iCaramba.com. If you can believe that, before there was Facebook, there was iCaramba. And later, we created NGL Collective, which is really the biggest independent Latino digital media and entertainment company in our industry. We were more of a business-to-business company, which is why it made so much sense for us to merge with MeToo, which was the leading business-to-consumer company, all speaking to, we call it the new generation Latino audience. So this is the union of two companies, and now we're now called NGL MeToo.
Before, when we were talking to your chief brand officer, she was talking about the U.S.-born Latino community. Can you kind of describe that consumer and like what they're looking for and what you're looking to give them?
We call them new generation Latinos, and these are Latinos who were either born in the U.S. or if they were born abroad, they've largely led, you know, bilingual, bicultural lives. And what we like to say is this is really sort of the nucleus of our audience. It's the majority of Latinos in this country. But because it's not always a given that you would reach them in Spanish, we reach them, as we say, in language, in culture, and in context. So through all facets of their life, but the in culture part is what we're really, really good at NGL.
Do you feel like you're targeting that specific community, but do you feel like certain shows and things will cross over to a wider audience?
No, absolutely. First and foremost, the content has to be good content, regardless if it's Latino-centric. And of course, we welcome everybody, but you know, the center of what we do is going to be, you know, by and for the Latino community.
Just give us a range of like what type of content you're looking to produce in the next, you know, quarter, year or so.
So it really runs the gamut. We have a lot of sort of podcast formats, you know, or I should say vodcast, you know, as well. So we have content for females, we have content in the music space, we have content in the food space. Definitely we do a lot of shorts, think like SNL shorts, but for Latinos. We do a lot of work with brands as well. And most importantly too, most of what we do is really about telling stories that wouldn't otherwise be told through a Latino lens and shining a positive light on our community like no other company really has before us. NGL MeToo is a really unique company doing big things in our space, and you know, to me, we represent the future of what our marketplace is all about, and that our roots are digital, and we're all about, you know, connecting advertisers and consumers together through great content in language and culture and in context. And we just do things a little bit differently from a digital perspective, and I really think that sets us apart.
I mean, the thing that excited me the most was a platform, creating our own platform, creating our own studio where we can create the content. Like all the stuff we've been talking about, you know, we need more Latin content. They're not giving us the opportunity. Here we got our own studio. We're doing our own thing. And that's exciting. And these guys put it all together.
And that's all we got for you today. Thanks so much for taking this trip down the rabbit hole. For more of our content, including our movie reviews, visit our website, norestfortheweekendpodcast.com. Don't forget to subscribe on your favorite podcast app or on YouTube, youtube.com/getbehindtherabbit. I'd like to thank everyone who came out to talk to us at Female Voices Rock and the NGL Me Too event, and our sponsor, JMR Rentals. For Behind the Rabbit Productions, I'm Jason Godby. Thanks for joining us. See you next time.